feel your every breath, I hear the words you say. And I keep turning back to hear the music play. I'll make no promises, those promises can break you. How can you call me, wanting me like yesterday? But you can build a house, I do the roses grow.
Everybody, really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is a willing heart, a willing heart. I believe today that God wants you to have a willing heart to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe today if you want to follow Jesus Christ, then you're going to have a willing heart. If I would ask you a question today, are you willing to follow Jesus Christ? Are you willing to go where He wants you to go? Are you willing to do what He wants you to do? What would you say? See, the Bible talks about to follow Jesus, to follow our Lord, you must be willing. You must be willing not only to work, you must be willing to get dirty, you must be willing to do what He wants you to do. Whether people laugh at you, whether people say this is they don't agree with you. Oh, come on, somebody. Are you willing to do what the Lord Jesus wants you to do? Do you have a willing heart? Is your heart willing? Come on, somebody. I'm asking you today the reason why so many people don't get blessed, the reason why so many people can't move on is because they're just simply not willing to take that extra leap, that extra step of faith. You see, God wants you to have a willing heart to do what He has called you to do. You see, God has created you for a purpose, in order for you to fulfill your purpose of your life, you must be willing to do what the Lord has you to do. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Are you willing today, and do you have a willing heart? Or maybe you should just acknowledge that you haven't had a willing heart and you need a willing heart. Oh, come on, somebody. I can think about the Wizard of Oz and the Tin Man. He needed a heart. You see, he needed a heart. You're probably also like the Scarecrow. You probably need a willing brain, and you're like the Tin Man, and you need a willing heart, and you should be like the Lion because you need courage and faith to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus wants to give you a willing heart. You know, in Exodus 35:5, the Bible says, from what you have, take an offering for the Lord. Everyone who is willing to bring to the Lord an offering of gold, silver, and bronze. You see, they were building this tabernacle, and they had to be willing to offer what they had. Now, of course, we know that their success in that day was measured by the gold and silver and bronze, and they were saying, how much are you willing to give? Are you willing to give some of your belongings into building the house of the Lord, the tabernacle? But before they could do that, they would have to be willing. And in Exodus 10:27, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he was not willing to let them go. Now, we are talking about here, back before this, that that the Pharaoh was not willing to let the Israelites go. He just simply wasn't willing. You see, he didn't have a willing heart. And I'm here to tell you today, the reason why America cannot be blessed, because it's no longer willing to follow Jesus Christ. It's no longer willing to fight to put Jesus back on the walls. It's no longer willing to fight to put Jesus back in the schools, to put Jesus back in our government, to put Jesus back in our homes. Come on, somebody. We have to be willing to do the work of the Lord. And in Exodus 35:21, and everyone who was willing and whose heart moved him came and brought an offering to the Lord for the work of the tent of meetings, for Elet's service, and for the sacred garment. Yes. They had to have a heart, and they had to be willing to work on building this church, this tent of meetings, this tabernacle. Come on, somebody. Jesus Christ really wants you to be willing to follow him. He really wants you to be willing to do his work. Are you willing today? Is your heart willing to do the work of the Lord? In Exodus 35:26, the Bible says, and all the women who were willing and had the skill spun in the goat's hair, they were willing to make the blankets. People in that time were willing to do the work of the Lord because they know what it's like. They were in bondage for so many years. And they said, now I'm willing to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we have been in bondage for so long in this country. We have been in bondage so long with our mainstream media. We have been in bondage so long with the establishment control. Don't you think it's time for you to be willing to do the work of the Lord, to stand up and fight for Jesus once again? In Exodus 36:2, the Bible says, are you willing to do the work that it takes to follow Jesus? Then Moses summoned Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled person to whom the Lord has given ability and who was willing to come and do the work. You see, the reason why America is not being blessed today is because it's no longer willing to do the work. All it wants to do is get handouts. All it wants to do is have somebody do the work for them. But the truth of the matter is, are you willing to do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you have a willing heart today to do his work? I'm afraid today that so many people don't have the willing heart to do the work. Do you have a willing heart right now saying, I want to follow Jesus and do the work that Jesus has called you to do? You know, in 2 Samuel 6:10, the Bible says he was not willing to take the ark of the Lord to be with him in the city of David. Instead, he took it aside to the house of Edom and Gittai. In 2 Kings 8:19, nevertheless, for the sake of the servant David, the Lord was not willing to destroy Judah. He had promised to maintain a lamp for David and hide his descendants forever. What we are talking about here is we're talking about the Ark of the Lord. See, sometimes we have to remember that Jesus Christ has a certain destiny and a certain plan for us. And He wants us to go where He's called us to supposed to be. If you're not willing to go where the Lord wants you to be, just like He wanted the Ark of the Covenant in a certain place at a certain time, and if you're not willing to go to that certain place of that certain time in your life, you're not going to move on with Jesus Christ. He's going to tell you, are you willing to move to that certain place? Are you willing to move in a certain time? And are you willing to do the work, what it takes to follow Jesus? Not only you have to be willing to move, you have to be willing to move in a certain time. And are you willing to do the work, what it takes to follow Jesus? Come on, somebody. Can I get an amen to that? And First Chronicles 28:9, the Bible says, "And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your fathers and serve Him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. And if you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will reject you forever." Once again, God has given us this free will. But in order us to really find Jesus Christ, we're going to have a willing heart. You're going to have to be willing to serve the Lord and willing to have a strong mind. Now, what does the Bible say here? If you seek Him, He shall be fine. See, you have to be willing, have a willing heart to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. But then it says you can also choose to forsake Him and He will reject you forever. So you have a choice to either seek the Lord Jesus, seek His truth, or you have a choice to reject the Lord Jesus. Yes, you have a heart. Do you have a willing heart? And God wants to give you today a willing heart. Would you like to have a willing heart today to follow Jesus? Would you like to have a willing heart today to do what He has called you to do? He has called you to be, to do, and to go at a certain time of your life. In 1 Chronicles 28:21, the Bible says, "The divisions of the priests and Levites are ready for all the work of the temple of God, and every willing man skilled in any craft will help you in all the work." Yes, the officials and all the people will obey your every command. Are you willing to work for the Lord? Come on, somebody. They said, "And every willing man." You see, God has given you a free will. Are you willing today in your life to follow Jesus? Are you willing to study the Word of God? Are you willing to go at the time Jesus wants you to go? Are you willing to do at the time that Jesus wants you to do? Are you willing to work? You see, I believe today America has lost the ability to work. I believe today in America we just want people to give you things. And come on, somebody, I'm here to tell you need to work for Jesus Christ. Isn't it time to get up and do the will of the Lord? Isn't it time to get up and follow Jesus? Oh, come on, somebody. I just found out there was a school in Ohio in Jackson County who had did the hard work of keeping the picture of Jesus on the wall in their middle school. And they came together as a community, and they all came together and they said, "You know what, I'm going to fight to do the work to keep Jesus back in the school. This picture's been hanging on the wall since 1945, and I'm going to do all I can to keep Jesus in this school." And I'm here to tell you, if we need more schools like this around America that would be willing to fight to keep Jesus on the walls. And we need people in our military that's willing to fight to keep Jesus' name in our prayers. And we need people in our government to put Jesus back in our legislation. You see, without Jesus, Jesus represents sovereignty. Jesus represents individual liberties. Jesus represented our Constitution. You see, the American people broke away from the tyrannical rule and the religious oppression, and they said, "We want the real God, and we want the freedom of Jesus Christ." You know, in 1 Chronicles 29:5, "For the gold work and the silver work, and for all the work to be done by the craftsmen. Now, who is willing to consecrate himself today to the Lord?" You see, You have to be willing to devote your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus wants you not only to be ready to do His will, not only to be willing to follow Jesus, not only to willing to go where Jesus wants you to go, not only willing to do what Jesus wants you to do, but He also wants you to devote your life to Him. Are you ready today to devote your heart? Do you have a willing heart today? I pray that Jesus will come and give you a willing heart to follow Him. I pray that Jesus will give you a willing heart to follow Him and to do what He has created you to do. In 1 Chronicles 29:9, the Bible says, "The people rejoice at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord." David the king also rejoiced greatly. Once again, the people had a willing heart to give to the Lord's service. What about you today? Do you have a willing heart to give to the Lord's service? In 2 Chronicles 21:7, the Bible says, "Nevertheless, because of the covenant of the Lord had made with David, the Lord was not willing to destroy the house of David. He had promised to maintain the lamp for him and for his descendants forever." You know, the Lord was not willing to destroy the house of David because, once again, the Lord is willing for you to succeed. The Lord is willing for you to direct you and guide you. The Lord is willing to help you. But you see, are you willing? Are you willing? Do you have a willing heart today? I'm afraid today in America we no longer have a willing heart, but the only thing we are willing to do today is to do evil. We're only willing today is to watch evil shows. We're only willing to do is to destroy this nation. We're only willing to destroy the Constitution. We're only willing to take away our Second Amendment. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know how many sick, evil movies are on NBC today. You got The Grimm. You have The Deceitful. You have The Event. I can go on all these sick movies. You got Hannibal. I mean, it is so sick, guys. And we need to wake up, and we need Jesus back in America. In 2 Chronicles 29:31, "You have now dedicated yourselves to the Lord. Come and bring sacrifices and thank offerings to the temple of the Lord." So the assembly brought sacrifices and thank and rings, and all whose hearts were willing brought burnt offerings. Yes, you see, you have to have a willing heart to do the Lord's work. You have to be willing to make the sacrifice. You have to be willing to spend time in the Word of God. You have to be willing to put your money aside and to use it for the work of the Lord. Oh, come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. I know you might say, "Well, I'm just a little man. My work, nobody really cares about my work for the Lord." I'm here to tell you, Satan is really using a lot of these big mega churches. They're all worldly churches. They're all about money, and all they think they have used God for personal gain. These churches are going to the pit of hell, and God's work might be somewhat times private. God's work might be writing a letter. God's work might be just doing something simple, but are you willing to sit down and just write a letter to your parents? Are you willing just to go down to your neighbor and to shake and say, "How are you doing?" You see, God's work is actually sometimes very small. It's not just a matter of building a big church or doing something flying across the world. That's not always God's work. I'm here to tell you today, you have to be willing to do God's work, and sometimes maybe just picking up a phone and calling somebody. Oh, come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. In Psalms 51:12, the Bible says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." A willing spirit to follow Jesus, once again, is really what we need. We need a willing spirit to follow Jesus Christ. Do you have a willing heart today? I want to pray that Jesus will give you, once again, a willing spirit to do His will. I know some of you have been pretty content in your location. Some of you have been pretty content in your church. Some of you have been pretty content, and you're just not willing to move, and you're not willing to step out on faith again. But I'm here to ask you today, do you want a willing heart? And I'm telling you that Jesus can grant you a willing heart. In Psalms 110:3, the Bible says, "Your troops will be willing on your day of battle." Are the American troops willing to follow Jesus once again? Are, if you're in the military and you're listening to this, are you ready to put Jesus back in the military? Are you ready to put Jesus back in this nation? Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but the chaplains of the military are now taking Jesus out of the prayer. And it's pretty sad because Jesus is what made this nation so great. It's pretty bad because Jesus is what made this country so great. In Psalms 119:108, the Bible says, "Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws." Are you willing to praise the Lord with your mouth today? See, God wants you to have a willing heart. Are you willing?
I feel your every breath. I hear the words you say. And I keep turning back to hear the music play. I'll make no promises, those promises can break you. How can you call me, wanting me like yesterday? But you can build a house, a beautiful world you grow.
That is the question God is asking all of us. Are we willing? Are you willing to put Jesus back? Are you willing to follow Jesus again, America? See, first you have to be willing. You have to be more willing than getting an iPad. You have to be more willing than getting an iPod. You have to be more willing than downloading an MP3. You have to be more willing than just with your iPhones. Come on, somebody. You're very willing of sitting down and playing a video game, but you're not willing to pick up the Word of God. You're very willing to sit down in front of your TV and be brainwashed and watch all these sick television shows, but you're not willing to go and help your neighbor anymore. You're not willing to do something that's good for the Lord. You see, you're willing to do evil in America today, but you're not willing. You see, in Isaiah 1:19, the Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. But first you must be willing. And I have to be honest with you, right now, America, you have had the blessings of your forefathers. You have had the blessings of the generations before you because they were willing to follow Jesus. And they were willing to put Jesus on the walls of their homes. They were willing to put Jesus on the walls of their schools. And they were willing to put Jesus in their hearts. So come on, somebody. But first, you have to be willing. You see, in Ezekiel 3:7, the Bible says, "But the house of Israel is not willing to listen to you because they are not willing to listen to me. For the whole house of Israel has hardened itself." Because the house of Israel was not willing to the Lord, Israel became hard. Just like Pharaoh was not willing to listen to God and his heart became hard. And I'm here to tell you that our hearts in America are becoming hard because we're no longer willing to listen to Jesus Christ anymore. You know, in Daniel 3:28, then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise to be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has his angels and rescued his servant. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve to worship any god except their own God." Yes, here we have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What were they willing to do? Well, they went to the most extreme thing, and a lot of Christians around the world and many nations, they are willing to give up their lives rather than worship any other god. They're willing to give up their lives so they can remain faithful to Jesus. This is happening every day to Christians around the world. In Matthew 8:2, a man with leprosy came and knelt before Jesus and said, "Lord, if you are willing, will you make me clean?" And Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man and said, "Yes, I am willing." You know, Jesus Christ is willing to heal you. Jesus Christ is willing to save you. Jesus Christ is willing to lead you. Jesus Christ is willing to make you willing. Jesus Christ is willing to give you a willing spirit. Jesus Christ is willing to heal your marriage. Jesus Christ is willing to heal your land. Jesus Christ is willing to do great and mighty things in your life. But are you willing? Are you willing? You see, Jesus Christ, he can't do everything for you. That's why he gave you your arms and legs. Jesus Christ also gave you a heart and a will. But you must be willing to do his work. You must literally pick yourself up and say, "It's time to work hard." You know, in Matthew 18:14, the Bible says, "In the same way your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little children should be lost." Jesus is not willing that any of your children should perish. Jesus Christ is willing to touch your children today. Jesus Christ is willing to tell your children about Jesus. In Matthew 23:4, they tie up heaven loads and put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to remove them. You know, the truth of the matter is, Jesus here was talking about the Pharaoh and how they just put the religious load on people and how they just bound you down with religion. You know, there are a lot of people out there who are not willing to help you. There are a lot of people who are not willing to see you succeed. There's a lot of people that want to look down upon you, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus is willing. And Jesus is willing to help you today. And Jesus has some divine supernatural strength to lead you. And he has some divine supernatural strength to tell you where to go at a certain time. But you got to be willing to do the work at that certain time. Oh, come on, somebody. In Matthew 23:37, the Bible says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often have I longed to gather your children together as the hen gathered her chicks under her wings. But see, you were not willing." You see, Jesus saying, "I was willing to gather you. I was willing to help you. I was willing to bless you, but you see, you were not willing." See, God, Jesus was willing, but you were not willing. And I'm here to tell you today that God, our Jesus Christ, would want you to have a willing heart. In Matthew 26:15, the Bible says, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" So they counted out for him 30 silver of coins. You see, Judas was willing to sell out Jesus for money, just like your local church is willing to sell out Jesus for money, just like your local school is willing to sell out Jesus for money, and just like your the military is willing to sell out Jesus for money, and our government's willing to sell out Jesus for money. You see, it's everyone was selling out Jesus for the money, and you know, it's pretty sad in America today, we're willing to sell out the Constitution for money. We're willing to sell out our freedoms for money. Well, come on, somebody, I don't know about you, but I can keep going on these big corporations that have sold out America for money. They have taken the small mom-and-pop shops away. They have sold out to work with this imperialist nation called China. They have sold us out for money. I can't begin to just tell you how we have been sold out. Judas has sold out Jesus. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of Judases in our church. There's a lot of Judases in our nation. Judas is all over selling out our Constitution. They are selling out our cities. Oh, come on, somebody. All you got to do is look at Detroit and Pittsburgh. All you got to do is look around and see all of our cities have been sold out. Oh my gosh, money. People are selling out churches for money. They're selling out our freedoms for money. We are being sold out just for the dollar. There's so many Judas. Our mainstream media are Judas. They're selling out good shows now. Oh, come on, somebody. There's nothing good anymore. We're all being sold out by the dollar. We're all so eager to accept evil. We're all so eager to accept what we're willing to accept. Evil, but we're not willing to follow Jesus. You see, the first thing that a nation has to be willing, the first thing that a church has to be willing, and the people have to be willing to follow Jesus. Are you willing today? I'm asking you, are you willing today? The Bible says in Matthew 26:41, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. The body says the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Come on, somebody. The spirit of the Lord. I'm praying that Jesus will bring you a willing spirit, but I know that the body is weak. And there's always a war going on in Mark 1:40. A man with leprosy once again asked Jesus, will you heal me? If you are willing, can you make me clean? And once again, Jesus said, yes, I'm willing, be clean. In Mark 14:38, the Bible says, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Once again, here the scripture talks about you must have the spirit has to be willing, but the body is weak. You see, the spirit has to be willing. And you know, are you willing today? In Romans 7:20 and 21, the Bible says, Paul says this, he says, the things I want to do, I cannot do, and the things I don't want to do, I end up doing. You see, there's always a war with the body and the spirit, but you have to be willing to fight. Are you willing? Come on, are you willing to work? Are you willing to pray? Are you willing to have faith? Are you willing to move? Are you willing to do this? You first must be willing. If you're not willing, God, then Jesus is not willing. Oh, come on, somebody. In Luke 5:12, while Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. And once again, what did this man do? He said, Lord, if you are willing to make me clean. And yes, and Jesus said in Luke, yes, I am willing. You see, the Bible goes on and it goes on. In Luke, once again, Jesus, he said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you. How often I have longed to gather your children together. Jesus said, how often I've been willing to help you. You don't know how often I've been willing to come into your home. You don't know how often I've been waiting just to hear you pray and to spill your heart out to me. I've been very willing and to gather you as chicks under my wings, but you know what? You were not willing. You were not willing. He says, I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink. You need a willing spirit today. I'm asking you, are you willing? We have to have a willing heart to follow Jesus. Because if you don't have a willing heart, oh, come on, somebody. I need to ask you, are you willing? You know, in Luke 22:42, the Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Jesus was crying out to the Lord if he was willing to take the cup from Jesus. In John 6:21, then they were willing to take him into the boat. Immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. They were willing to move. They were willing to go. They were willing to go to the other side. Paul was willing to go to the other nations. Paul was willing to preach the gospel. Oh, come on, somebody. Do you have a willing heart today? Do you have a willing heart? Are you willing to go? Are you willing to go? 1 Corinthians 4:19, but I will come to you very soon if the Lord is willing. And then I will find out not only how these arrogant people are talking, but what power they have. The Lord is willing, but are you willing? Are you willing? 1 Peter 5:2 says it like this: be shepherds of God's flocks and under your care, serving as overseers. Not because you must, but because you are willing. As God wants you to be. Are you willing? And it says, not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Did you hear what the Lord says in 1 Peter 5:2? He says, you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Are you willing to serve the Lord today? And it has nothing to do with money. See, so many preachers, they want money. So many people want money in the ministry. But that's not what the Bible says. He says, are you willing to go? Are you willing to do? Are you willing to share? Do you have a willing heart to serve the Lord? Not for personal gain. God will supply the means, but are you willing? God wants you to give you a willing heart today. I believe that we have to be willing. We have to have a willing heart to follow Jesus Christ. Are you willing today? Are you willing to follow Jesus Christ today? First, you need to accept Jesus into your heart as your personal Savior. And then you have to be willing to go, willing to do, willing to say, willing to work, willing to pray. You have to be willing, and God can give you that willing heart. All you have to do is say, God, make me willing. Make me willing to serve you once again. I have not been willing. I have been discouraged. Lord wants to give you that willing heart once again. Maybe, Pastor, you haven't preached like you should. And maybe you were once a pastor, but God said, I'm going to give you a willing heart once again. Yes, I feel in America there's going to be some willing spirits moving. Now, willing to bring Jesus back. And all those people that have used Jesus for personal gain, I'm telling you, God's going to deal with you. But I'm here to tell you, those that really want Jesus, those that really want the Second Amendment, those that really want our Constitution, God is going to give you a willing spirit once again to bring Jesus back to the walls, to bring Jesus back to our hearts, and to bring Jesus back to America once again. But first, you have to be willing. You have to be willing. And geez, we need Jesus in America, and we need Him now.
I feel your every breath, I hear the words you say, and I keep turning back to hear the music play. I'll make no promises, those promises can break you. How can you call me, wanting me like yesterday?